This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. We got minicamp coming up. OTAs are going. The word is everybody that's supposed to be there is there. So it's been a good turnout. I think the urgency button has been pushed over there. And minicamp is on the way. We'll have all the rookies showing up. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins, and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, who joined us a lot, joins us this morning. Kyle, got a lot of stuff to get to. And I got to start with the Tyreek. And I've been – you see Tyreek decide to come out with his top five quarterbacks?
Yeah, I saw some clip. I also saw somebody suggested that outside of the part that was clipped for social media, he did say, well, besides Tua, I'll leave Tua out and then give you my five. So I don't know the whole story on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that sounds better, but the problem is the part that's out there right now does not look good for doing, you know, it's no matter what, my man just can't. I don't know. We got to find some hobbies for him. We got to come up with some new hobbies that are less entertaining for us. Hey, Kyle, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I wanted to have you on here to talk a little bit. Hey, the Jalen Ramsey thing, man, it's a distraction. It really is. When do you see something happening, and how will it happen, and do you see some teams interested?
I definitely believe there are a number of teams that are interested. It's just kind of that intersection of kind of the economics for the Dolphins, the economics for other teams, the trade value, where he's at from a career perspective, and kind of what his long-term outlook looks like and why you would give a meaningful asset for him. I think if it was going to – the biggest motivation for that to have happened came and went with the NFL draft, where he could have been a piece of potentially an asset swap or something like that. At this point, all of the insider reporting continues to suggest that teams are waiting for the Dolphins to kind of open up the checkbook and pay some more of his salary when they already paid him a $4 million roster bonus in March. So they're inclined to say, we've already paid him $4 million. We're not paying him anymore. And other teams are saying, well, if you want anything of substance and meaning, you're going to have to pay more of his salary. So because of the way the salary cap schedule for his contract works, if the Dolphins are going to balk and they're going to eventually pay more, I'm inclined to think that will have to happen after June 1st when they can split the salary cap hit between this year and next year. Because if they trade him before June 1st, at this point, they're going to lose $12 million in cap space without paying any more of his salary.
Yeah.
So you can soften that blow by doing it after June 1st, where you would actually save a few million dollars, and then that would open you up to say, okay, we'll pay a few million dollars, which is technically from a salary cap standpoint, meaning they're not going to save any money against the cap this year, but they have 17 in space, so they don't really need it. But if you trade him now and you lose $12 million and then you pay him another $5 million, now you got to restructure all your contracts that you have on the books just to have enough operating space to sign your rookies and get through the season.
Yeah. All right, so we've gone over this cornerback thing before. Storm Duck, Cam Smith, Jason Marshall, their fifth-round pick, Isaiah Johnson, Ethan Bonner. I'm probably missing somebody, but that's your group. You don't believe they're prepared to go with that group. They're going to add some more veteran players. You agree, right?
With all due respect to the guys in the room, if that's your cornerback room for day one, it's an unserious room. So I know it's been reported. I believe Barry Jackson's reported. They've been in touch with Rasul Douglas from Buffalo, who brings kind of a physical element, but kind of getting towards the late stage. I think he's got more left in the tank than Jordan Poyer does. So if you hear former Buffalo DB Dolphins talking to in free agency and you get a little PTSD, I think I think Douglas has more to work with than Poyer did coming out of last year.
Yeah.
But you're concerned about, you know, that was the bet that they placed last year with Kendall Fuller. And by the end of the year, Kendall looked like a corner that was playing on the north side of 30. So right. I don't know how good of a fit he would be for what the Dolphins are trying to do internally and with their locker room, because he's had some off-the-field stuff. I think the best talent available is Jack Jones, who is coming off of a stint with Las Vegas, and previously before that he was in New England and had some stuff off the field. But that would be the name, like, if you want an upside play, not necessarily that I would give him a long-term contract, but to come in on the past 2 years they've kind of angled this compensatory thing for guys that leave in free agency because they haven't been big spenders. If that's kind of the long-term vision for how they operate in free agency and they want to get back to building through the draft and all that kind of stuff, that could be a guy that could come in on a one-year deal, play well, and then potentially get a big contract elsewhere. So there's a short-term and a long-term benefit there, even if he's not a guy that kind of fits your long-term vision of what you want the locker room to look like.
Yeah.
So that's just another name to kind of throw out there, because I think they're going to have to get a little creative here to get a little bit more juice in this room.
Asante Samuel Jr. is a St. Thomas Aquinas guy from down here, went to St. Thomas.
Yep.
We keep hearing about his shoulder. Do we know anything about him and where he is? He's a young guy still, and he got off to a great start with his career with the Chargers, and then got the injury bug.
Yeah, I think there's three things, two of them that play off of each other. One of the size and the durability. He's not a really big guy at corner, and so that sometimes shows up with his tackling, and it's also kind of showed up with this shoulder issue that obviously if he doesn't have that issue, he's probably long signed by now by somebody else. The other question that I would have for his fit in Miami is the price point. You know, as if everybody runs out of money spending on somebody else, he's eventually just going to have to get comfortable with a short-term price point that maybe wasn't what he aspired for. But that would be the other big question that I have for him is, well, the Dolphins are trying to get away from some of these big contracts for guys that can't stay on the field. With the shoulder injury, are you really willing to dip a big amount of guaranteed money and investment into a player like that who just kind of feels like it's playing with fire and ignoring some of the lessons that you probably should have learned from the last couple of years in free agency?
Kyle, you're up in that Philly area. They keep talking about Jalen Ramsey playing for Vic Fangio because he had him down here. I don't see it happening. I don't see that marriage happening. I think sometimes you're limited with Jalen Ramsey, who's all business. Don't get me wrong. He's a good player. What do you think? Could you see that happening?
I'd be surprised. Now, I also know Philly with Howie Roseman. They do their due diligence on everything, so I would not be surprised if they called. I don't think that would be the most likely fit, in part because some of the stuff when Vic was here and Jalen was here and the frustrations about usage and how apparently he went rogue to match up in 1 week against the Jets in 23. And I would be inclined to think that there's two other spots that he has connections with the Rams, which seems to be the one that all the big time league insiders continue to point to and nod to. And it doesn't hurt that Sean McVay is doing interviews and getting asked about Ramsey and is not dismissing the idea of reacquiring him. But then also the Falcons with Raheem Morris, who had a stint there in LA with the Rams as well. He's down in Atlanta, and they took two pass rushers and two safeties with their primary draft capital, and they had a need at corner coming in as well. So I would not dismiss those teams. I think they would be much more likely, in my opinion, than Philadelphia to close on a deal.
All right, so I want to say this because it's sounding like I'm talking about our needs, and I love their top two picks. I don't have a problem. I know they got the number one tackle they wanted in Kenneth Grant, and I know they moved up 11 spots, and they really like Savanea out of Arizona State. And I like the picks, and I'm not going to second-guess them at all. Do you feel strongly about both of them, that they needed to go those two positions, or you got a problem with them?
I got no problem with it, and the biggest reason why is, the biggest pitfall and complaint and talking point about this team the last couple of years has been how soft they are. And, those are not soft football players, and they're potential tone setters on the inside of the trenches, and that's been where Miami's run up against better teams. It's kind of been where they've been outclassed. And I appreciate the awareness, the self-awareness of kind of the central theme of making those picks. I think the biggest criticism that you get with Kenneth Grant is some of the perception that he's just an A-gap defender. And I don't see that on his tape at all. It wasn't where he was used. I don't think it's where his athletic profile fits. I think the only thing that makes sense with that is his size or his weight. So I like the vision of the top two picks. And I think the complaints that I would have, or the critiques I would have about the draft, is kind of wishing that they found ways to make more selections and get more youth into the roster.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, no. I agree. Hey, so let's talk depth as we start to look. And they had that early depth chart out, and you can see the whole thing. You're not worried about the offensive line, and I'm not talking starting five. If everybody's able to play, I'm with you on that, and I don't have a problem with that, with James Daniels being 100%. But you seem to be fine with the backup group with Keon Smith and Liam Eikenberg and Andrew Meyer. Would you be accurate? Those would be your next three up?
I think they need one more body, if I'm being honest. And ideally somebody that can play guard or tackle, because they have some flexibility with what they have to do center between, Andrew Meyer, they invested the whole year in last year, and then you also have Liam Eikenberg, who can do it and is super cheap, and that's the value of a 53 spot for him, is the fact that, you're carrying one player for that economic price point that can do all of the alignments and, yeah. and positions on the line, even though the ceiling's not very high, right? I think you probably ideally need another utility guard tackle type player. I know Daniel Brunskill is still out there. He played in San Francisco before his most recent stint in Tennessee. I think he played last year for less than $3 million.
You like Borum, by the way? Before I forget, I know they got him. Did they get him more for guard or tackle?
I think he can play both. I think his ceiling is higher at guard. But I would also say kind of the – not to the same degree as Aaron Brewer the past year in Tennessee, but, you know, kind of the book on Aaron Brewer was kind of really struggles in pass protection, and you know, it was a scheme that didn't really play to his strengths. I saw some of that with Borum in Chicago where, you know, Caleb Williams is holding the ball and Justin Fields. I mean, those guys held the ball for more than 3 seconds per dropback. Right? You're not going to have a lot of guys that have success in pass protection if you're asking them to play that much time under tension on a down-by-down basis. Yeah. So to a much less extreme degree, I think Borum will be a better fit, like Brewer was a better fit for this offense, because his strengths are kind of initial bursts in athleticism and displacement ability in the run game. Yeah. And that kind of plays into Miami. So I think he's a viable utility option for the Dolphins as a depth player.
I know. I think we agree that I'm okay with the safety group, and they're just you don't have a lot of guys got a lot of starts, but they're going to have to. This roster is going to have to trust in some free agents or some guys coming back that are going to get a chance to play, whether it's a draft pick or a draft pick from last year that didn't get to play a lot. But the other position that's I like our defensive line if we play these young guys. I got Zach Sealer, and I start to look around at that group. I'm okay if the next two guys, Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips, play a lot of football. And I'm guessing Benito Jones is going to be in there too. You all right with that group?
Yeah, and realistically, they only had a four-man rotation in its entirety last year.
That's right.
I mean, they I know that was something Anthony Weaver talked about in training camp, and they aspired to have a lot of rotation and depth, but they had to get by with kind of the four guys, and anytime they put that fifth guy out there, whether it was Neil Farrell or Brandon Peely, it was kind of disastrous reps. So that they learned last year to get by with four. So I think they've got a four they can feel pretty good about, and you know, maybe you aspire to get a fifth guy that can kind of do some Emmanuel Ogba, Calais Campbell type things where he can play inside or he can play over top of a tackle.
Yeah.
And then they have that added depth with health this year on the edge group as well. So I think they're okay there. I would probably, my shopping list would have corners. I'd like to get ideally probably one more utility offensive lineman and one more utility defensive lineman. And I think you're probably ready to roll into training camp if those were the moves that they made.
You have to help me out with Chris Greer saying there was a lot of veteran cornerbacks out there on the market that were still really good. I'm not sure. Like, there are some guys out there, but he made it sound like a bunch of guys just waiting before they sign. And I didn't know if we were missing another list besides that group we've been talking about. I'm not trying. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, maybe a little bit, but
I think you are a little bit. That's okay. Stephon Gilmore's still out there,
and that's right.
Played at a pretty high level last year. Now he's 35, so that's, you know, how comfortable are you with that? And he's kind of proven based off his play the last couple of years. He doesn't meet the regular standard for the age cliff at corner. I think he certainly transcended that with already. But again, it's putting a lot of eggs in that basket if that's the bet that you choose to place.
On an
age outlier. The other name that I've seen attached to Miami is James Bradbury. I think that one would be a mistake based off of, you know, Philly was stuck with Bradbury for 2 years longer than they wanted to be based off his contract and how they handled that. So that would be another name that's kind of on the market that people know, but that would be the one I would be the least excited to see would be an answer for them.
Well, that's throwing out some names there today. I like that. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it as always for you coming on. Great having you.
Pleasure, Joe. All love talking to you, man.
Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, man. He is super hot right now and love having him on here. Talk about a team that he covers like a scout. here for the Miami Dolphins. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Man, the same partners. So when you walk through that front door, shake your hand, and you're going, okay, we've done this a little bit here in our injury, and well, no. Harvey and Gary, we're partners, and we're going to handle your case. Oh, okay. You sure there's not? Because everybody else is handing me off to other attorneys. No, that's not how we do it. And by the way, I got a communication problem. Like, they don't keep us updated where on my case, man. I'm hurting, fell down, got in a car accident. Man, nobody's getting back to me. I don't feel like I'm very important in that other place. Everybody's important with Harvey and Gary. It is about great communication, giving you updates on everything about your case, and even being able to get a hold of them on a weekend. That's what you get with 30 plus years of experience, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews on what everybody's saying about them. I think you're going to like them a lot. Special guys, Harvey and Gary, man, ready to go for you to give you quality work and get you the most money. Always go to CohnandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.